Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Don't go.
Did it just get fatter in here? Oh, wait. Here's Cliff and Kendall.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, Cliff, it's time for some life hacks.
Oh, go hack yourself, Kendall.
Hack it up.
Hack this.
Oh, Cliff.
I'm so excited to be here this week on the show.
You're excited. I'm excited.
I'm trying to pretend like I'm a guest star on this show. It's my only chance to be like on the Tonight Show. Like, I'm so happy to be here.
Where are we? What are you doing? I'm a guest star. Your name's in the title. How are you a guest star?
No, I know. I said the way I came on, I was like, I'm so happy to be here. Like I'm. Never mind.
I thought you'd hacked your life into being polite.
It's hacked into pieces.
It's hacked. Hack my life into pieces. This is my last. This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
That's what we are. Who we are.
It's an internet talk show, and that's who we are as well. Also, radio filler program, if you're listening, at 4 a.m. on Sunday morning, Rye 99.
Rye
99.
Good morning.
Good morning, Cliff. Do you ever stay up on Sunday mornings to listen to shows sometimes?
No, Kendall, you know I fall asleep at like 8 p.m. You know, that. You know, 8 p.m. on Saturday night, I'm like, I gotta turn in. This is enough. This is it.
Isn't it funny how that happened?
Occasionally,
as we got older?
It is really funny. Occasionally, I really have woken up like right after the show has gone off. I probably have been up peeing, but I have been up to here, but not often.
We have all the symptoms of an old person when we sleep. We have to be in bed early. You're up all night peeing, and you get up real early.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. But other nights, I call it a draw.
That's good.
But no, some nights, Kendall, I can't say some nights. Can you say some nights anymore without just singing that song?
I've kind of forgotten about that song for a minute. But now it's back. It's right here.
It's back, baby. Coming back. Odd nights out of the week, I do fall asleep at like 7:30, and I just sit there and I think, that's enough. I can go to sleep. I have lived enough today.
I do love those nights where I'm like, I turn to Susan, I'm like, let's just go to bed right now.
Yeah.
Like 8 o'clock.
And then you shut her Skype window from Russia.
Exactly. She's like, it's only 2 in the evening right here.
2 in the evening there, Kendall.
Yeah.
Don't you hate it when it's 2 in the evening where Susan is and you're like, it's time to go to bed? How does that put a strain on your relationship?
We chat whenever we can. I'm like, here's the new improvement to the house.
Here's the new improvement. Here's where that lump in the wall is today.
See, look, if I beat it, a lump pops up over there.
Yeah, it moves over. But anyway, Kendall, this is a show. We're talking about hacking your life.
Hack it.
That's the end thing to say.
I know.
Hack.
There's life hacks.
You gotta hack
hacks,
it.
This hacks, that hacks.
I got a quick hack for listener happiness.
Okay, give me a hack.
Download Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Of course, that's your first lesson.
Turn it up high.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
And open a cold one.
Open a cold one. I meant to open this show. Damn it, Kendall. I meant to open this show doing this. Saying, what's up?
Oh, God. Why?
What's up?
Why did you want to do that?
I don't know. I thought it'd be great. I thought I'd bring that back along with some nights I stay up cashing in my bed.
Cliff.
Yeah.
I got a real hack for you.
I got a hack right here for you.
So,
hack this.
Yeah. If your house is maybe smelling.
Oh, why do you bring this to me?
I'm not bringing it to you.
Bring it to Mr. Snodbottom, who has adult and baby diapers.
These are what the listeners sent me. This is not directed at you. This is for the listeners.
That tip was directed at me. And you know I'm very sensitive about how much I may or may not smell like fish living above a fish hatchery in a studio apartment.
So, Cliff, your house does not smell at all, but the listeners, if they have a smelly house...
Maybe they live near fish.
Maybe they do. They can tape a dryer sheet over the intake of the air conditioner unit, and it'll suck that air in and put that out through the house. Smells wonderful. Springtime freshness.
Kendall, here's a life hack. Life hack. Coming at
you. Life hack alert.
Life hack coming up, Kendall.
Right.
Let's say you got a jar of Nutella or a jar of peanut butter at home.
Uh-huh.
And you're like me. You've been eating spoons of it as you stand and, you know, look at the sink.
Mm-hmm.
And you've gotten down to near the end of it.
That is the place to do it, isn't it?
Yeah. And you've gotten near to the bottom of your jar, but you have some left. Why don't you just heap a couple scoops of ice cream in there. And it's like you got a Nutella or a delicious peanut butter topping.
That sounds amazing.
Do it! Hack it!
I have put whipped cream into Nutella before.
Oh, have
I had
you?
Whipped cream, yeah. But let me tell you how fat I am. When you were mentioning Nutella and peanut butter, I thought, oh, that does sound good together. I didn't even think you were going anywhere else with it.
Or like, just eat those.
Yeah, just mix those two together.
I think a spoonful of peanut butter sounds like probably the best thing you could ever eat.
Can we get Austin? Can we get some peanut butter?
Hack it. I wish Austin. Oh, my God.
Cliff, bounce batteries to see if they're good or bad. Have you ever done this?
No.
Yeah. Drop them on a table.
Kendall, that battery is going to smash and either spray acid in your eye or spray battery acid all over your table. Probably eat a hole right through it like it's the alien ship.
Oh, it will not. Not with one of the little batteries, like a double A or something.
All I know is I like seeing it out of both my eyes. Thank you.
Well, you drop it on the table from about 6 inches. That's what we're talking about. And if they give one small bounce and fall right over, they're good. If they bounce around any more than that, they're dead on the way out.
Kendall, that's how you tell if an avocado is ripe.
If you hear that?
Yeah. Oh, God. Kendall, put a pancake mix. Just put your pancake mix into a ketchup bottle for a no-mess experience. And if you don't like tomato-flavored pancakes, wash it out first.
Sorry, Cliff, I've lost it.
I've lost it. We've lost it here in the studio. Austin, did you file it? We've lost it in here.
Cliff, when you're ironing a button-up shirt...
He didn't get it yet.
He got it.
Kendall, how many years has it been since you've really ironed something?
I ironed something last week.
Holy shit! Why? What funeral did you go to that I was not invited to?
I always iron my shirts that
what?
I wear.
What? No.
Yeah, my button-up shirts. I iron every one of them. Every time, yeah.
No!
Why is that so strange?
I don't know. My grandmother is in heaven saying, Cliff, that's how you ought to be living your life.
I have to iron my shirts. I will say that I got a new like dryer that has steam thing in it.
Uh-huh.
And it, sometimes I will not iron them if it's like steamed all the wrinkles out.
Let me tell you how I care for my shirts. I put them on. When I get home, I hang them back up. And then the next time I want to wear them, I say, this looks clean. And then I repeat that until I die.
All right, Cliff. So don't listen to this hack. This is for everybody else.
Hack this.
When ironing a button-up shirt, and I saw this note today, and I'm so excited to try it.
Okay.
You flip the shirt inside out to easily iron over where the buttons go. Because I would, go in between all the buttons every time.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that a great idea?
Hey, now here's what you ought to do, because I know that you do this and you are a persnickety Pete sometimes, okay?
Me?
You.
Oh, no.
You, the one who keeps texting me, when are you going to bring that TV season back? I want to watch it again. You've had it for too long. Bring the TV season back. What you ought to do is, and I meant to tell you, I lent it to Charles the contractor.
What? Okay, now that's
he said he
problem.
Wanted to watch. He said he hadn't seen that TV season.
Oh my God.
But anyway,
I'll never see them again.
Kendall, if you are a stickler like that, if you're a Sticky Sue or a Prickly Pete like Kendall,
who
irons your shirts, for God's sake, then why don't you just take pictures of your friends holding items you've lent them with your iPhone? Then you'll remember it down the road. You'll be scrolling through your pics on the toilet one day. You'll be like, Charles the contractor still has that TV season.
That's like a mugshot. But now, that is a really good idea. But let me tell you how that would go wrong with me. Because
how would it go wrong?
I would get it back, and I wouldn't delete the picture, and I would see it and forget that you returned to me. I'm like, yeah. I got the picture with you holding it right here.
Idiot.
I know. Cliff, put old newspapers at the bottom of your trash can to absorb food juices.
I think that is such a good idea.
It's a great idea. What
a good idea. You know, that's so good. Let me call up the Busheltown Examiner and order a subscription just to put in the bottom of my trash can for my fruit juices.
I'm loving these hacks.
Listeners are at home hacking themselves.
Oh, I love that one. Look, I love it.
Yeah, why don't you just use a clean dustpan to fill a container that doesn't fit in the sink? And if you don't know what that means, just Google that phrase till you find the picture.
Oh, it's the greatest idea ever.
Kendall.
I feel like we're on a morning show now. What a good tip.
Speaking of tips, don't go there.
Oh, don't go there.
stop doing it.
We've been telling our listeners for minutes now where to go. They've been in their head thinking, telling us where we should go. And we're now going to tell them where to not go.
Don't go there. All right, Cliff, where should I not go?
Don't go, Kendall. Kendall, don't go. Oh, Kendall, please don't go. Kendall, do you know this? That your brain is your own worst enemy.
How so? Because it makes me want to eat?
No, Kendall. Your fat is not what every sentence I say is about.
Oh, but it is.
It's not. It may feel like that. And that's just everywhere you look, is that's what you see. Mm-hmm. But that's not everything I say. Kendall.
Don't go here.
For God's sake, Kendall, I want you to assume comfort in every interaction. Don't let your brain tell you otherwise. Just tell yourself, I know this stranger that intimidates me, and they're an old pal of mine. We're good friends. You don't know what you're talking about, brain. And then your brain will back off.
Back off, brain.
Don't go there. Kendall, you got to assume comfort. Just pretend you're comfortable.
I try to do that.
Try.
I really
Does it work?
No.
It does sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes I think I'm going to act like a person who doesn't care.
Yeah. I have that thought a lot.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm just going to be one of those people that just walks around and says whatever the fuck I want. And then about 10 minutes later, I'm like, okay, I do worry about what I say. But I wish I could be that way.
I wish you could too. Kendall, don't go here. Oh, this is a bonus don't for
no
you.
No bonus.
Don't keep us waiting for weeks and weeks and weeks for stories of your trip to the spa with Susan on Valentine's. You were at the Gasville Spa.
Oh, Cliff, don't go there.
You were stuck up to your
don't
neck.
Go there.
You were stuck up to your neck in mud. Now, I had a flash. Call it a premonition. Call it clairvoyance. Call it what you will. I thought, I bet Kendall is stuck in a mud pit. Were you?
Cliff, have you ever been in a mud bath?
No, Kendall does the things that people on TV do when they're rich. And I do the things that people, like Cletus, is like John Yokel does, like eat out of the garbage. And Kendall's like, I'm going to a spa. I'm going to got to go get another massage. I haven't had one since this morning. And you know, that's Kendall. Take him or leave him. You gotta love him.
Take me or leave me.
You gotta love him. But tell me about your trip to the spa.
Everybody's saying, leave him. Mud does this thing. When you try to like pull out of it, it creates like a suction. It holds you into it. It's like quicksand. And I did get stuck in the mud.
Called
such
it.
Such a stick in the mud.
Called
it. I couldn't get out. It was like the suck. I'm so fat.
Austin, you owe me $5.
Here it is.
I'm so fat that the suction held me in and I couldn't get out.
All right, Austin, here, Austin.
Okay.
Here's the mud.
All right.
Thanks, Austin.
I was in that mud for 6 hours.
6 hours?
Yeah.
What did Susan do while you were stuck in the mud for 6 hours?
Don't go there.
Don't go there.
Well, Cliff. Recently, I was talking to Austin.
Yeah.
About, he told me that Mr. Snodbottom goes on and on and on about my bad memory and how I tell stories several times. I forget that I told him.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Austin, if somebody tells you something like that, don't turn around and tell the person it's about. Don't go there. Don't you hate that? Don't you hate when somebody at work or somewhere says, like,
don't go there.
Oh, yeah.
Has this ever happened to you?
Don't go there.
I hate it.
Has this ever happened to
don't
you?
Don't go there.
Has it ever happened to you?
I don't even really know what you're saying. You're saying he talks about how bad your memory is?
I don't even know what you're saying. Don't go there. Just don't go there. Let's just move on.
I mean, I was with you about the not going. I was not going to go
there. I was like, I'm not going. Not going.
I was not going to go there. Kendall, whenever you need a favor, like when I go to Austin and I say, here's all this stuff for you to file, I don't say it like that. I say, Austin, I need your help. And then he feels like he's beholden to me because I'm just some person who needs help from him. I need him to file a bunch of stuff.
I need you to file this.
I need you to file this large stack of documents. It's obviously a task that goes along with any internet talk show. Insane amounts of filing. But anyway, Austin's out there doing that. I'm ready for a break. Are you ready for a break?
I'm so ready for
Let's
a break.
Take it.
We'll be right back.
We deserve a break today.
We'll be right back after this.
Hey, you've made it this far. It'd be a shame to give up now. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
One.
Once there was a glamorous movie star who did the most marvelous things. A little girl named Shirley Temple. She was so beautiful, Ideal has made a doll that looks just like her, a Shirley Temple doll. Same dimples, same golden curls you can really shampoo. And when you kiss her, her skin feels almost real. Wouldn't you like to have a Shirley Temple doll? You can. She's waiting for you at your favorite toy store, along with the Shirley Temple tea set, with Shirley Temple's picture or monogram on every piece.
If you like fat guys belching in your face, you're in luck. It's time for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Welcome back.
Kendall, the other day, I just sat back and laughed, and you will never guess why.
Why? What were you laughing at?
You and me, right? We're in our mid-30s!
You have a strange sense of humor that does not make me laugh. It's a sad realization.
Mid-30s.
Why do you have to bring that up on the show?
Made me laugh. I busted out, laughed loud and long. I laughed with a knowing that said, I know what it's like to be a traveler among the stars. Because that's what I feel like after 33 years. I feel like I've been here for eons.
Well, that's why we compliment each other on the show. You're the laughter face of the drama face, and I'm the sad face. I'm like, I can't believe I'm 33.
I can't believe it. We're 33. Mm-hmm. We're in our mid-30s. That just occurred to me just the other day.
It was not just the other day for me. I had a big midlife crisis at 30.
Did you?
Yeah.
I had one when I was 20. And I haven't had another one since. I know another one's coming.
You're due for one.
But I keep telling myself, like, do you think, well, we're practically 40.
Yeah.
Do you think, like, well,
yeah, one day, I'm in my 40s.
One day, soon. Mm-hmm. One day, someday, soon. And we will. Very soon.
Let's make sure we play this clip when it happens.
Oh, Kendall.
Oh, that hurts. Why are we talking about this?
I don't know. What is it with you?
What is it with you?
What is it with you?
It's what is it with Kendall?
What is it with Kendall?
Oh, Cliff, I got some questions for you.
What is it with that guy?
I love playing What Is It
with Kendall. He's such a fat guy.
But this person that I'm telling you about
stop eating?
Was born on September 26th.
That's simple. September
26th. Okay, that's enough with What Is It With Kendall.
What is it with Kendall?
He's a big fat, so...
There's a whole song that goes along with it, yeah.
Cliff, she was born on September 26th, 1948.
1948, September 26th, 48. Susan Sarandon.
No.
She is...
You wanted to keep your record strong.
Yeah.
She is a 4-time Grammy Award winner.
Barbara Mandrell.
No. She has amassed 5 number one and 10 other top 10 Billboard Hot 100 singles and 2 number one Billboard 200 solo albums.
Stevie Nicks.
No. She has a daughter named Chloe.
Chloe's mom. Chloe's mom, I wish that I was Chloe's mom. Have I ever heard of this person?
Oh, yeah.
Aretha Franklin is much older, so no.
She was born in Cambridge, Cambridgeshire, England, and lived there until she was 5, when she moved to Australia.
Olivia Newton-John?
Yep. Olivia Newton-John.
We're asking questions about Olivia Newton-John now. That's where we are.
That's where we are.
This is the show.
Yes. What is it with Kendall?
What is it?
Well, you're going to hate the next one then.
Oh, good. Grease. Grease 2.
No, he was born April 3rd, 1942.
John Travolta.
No. He was born in Roanoke, Virginia.
Richard Gere.
No. He is also known as the Midnight Idol.
Wayne Newton.
Yes.
Wayne. Donkashane.
You knew Midnight Idol?
Darling. Donkashane. No, I don't know. I just did watch the Roseanne where they saw him.
Oh, okay.
Maybe she's like, he's the Midnight Idol.
See, TV does give us all these answers.
She was not like that. I did not know. All right. Okay. Well, what is it with you? I'm over it, Kendall.
I'm so over it.
You're so yesterday. So yesterday.
Oh, what, do you hear that?
Do I hear?
Oh.
Do you hear what
oh,
I
look,
hear?
Oh, look. Oh, my God. God.
Oh, is that the trolley?
It is the trolley. Hello, trolley. How are things?
The trolley.
How have things been in Busheltown?
Oh. Whoa.
It's rough. It's rough out there.
It's rough. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard out there life. For a pimp.
For a trolley.
Yeah.
Well, why, let's go. Take us to Busheltown.
Ah.
Tonight's journey to Busheltown is called The Camping Trip. We begin on a deep, dark Wednesday night around 9:15. Two men were walking in the West Busheltown swamplands. The younger man, Calvin Staples, forged ahead along a hard-to-follow path that was covered in undergrowth, overgrowth, and lots of growth in between that seemed to snap and slap at the men intentionally as they trudged closer to their ultimate destination. The older man who followed the younger, Staples, was Wilbert Crawbert. He owned the Bushel Bowl, a store that specialized in bowls in the dinnerware district of downtown Busheltown. He was fat and wheezing, but this was nothing new. He was fat and wheezing when he lumbered out of bed each day. He was fat and wheezing during his morning bowl of shredded rye breakfast cereal. He was fat and wheezing as he waited in line at a shoe repair store. He was fat and wheezing alone or with friends. He was fat and wheezing on his daughter's wedding day. He was fat and wheezing on more typical Wednesday nights, the kind that found him reclining, in a chair especially designed to do just that, as he waited for Cable Access Channel 81 to air his favorite show, Indignation. The N in the middle of Indignation was capitalized to imply that the entire nation was bursting with indignant citizens, even though the show itself was only broadcast within Busheltown. In fact, Channel 81's broadcast range was so feeble, it definitely couldn't reach all the way out to the West Busheltown swamplands, where Wilbert's mud-caked feet currently stood. He'd stopped to bend over and wheeze for a moment.
Holy Staples, can we stop for a moment? I got a hitch in my get-along, if you get my meaning.
The quicker we go, the quicker we can pitch our tents and camp for the night. I'm tired of walking like this. I think we took a wrong turn somewheres back there.
Wrong turn? Staples?
Wilbert called the young man by his last name Staples instead of Calvin, because he'd known a Calvin in grammar school. He hadn't been friends with the old Calvin, just known him. He also hadn't seen him in 46 years, but still he worried he'd confused the two Calvins. So he called this new Calvin, the one he met only 7 years ago, Staples.
Staples?
What?
When I was considering hiring you and called your job reference 7 years ago...
Wilbert, we gotta move. It's nearly 9:30. We gotta make it to where we're gonna camp.
Hold on! Oh, my get-along is about to get unhitched. And anyway... 7 years ago, when I called your former employer, Office Max Staples, I was told you were excellent with directions. Was I lied to, Staples?
Were you lied to by Office Max? No, I am good with directions, just not the go this way, then that way kind. I excel at the first this, then that kind.
Well, pardon me if I don't see the difference. Did you hear that?
Did I hear what? You're wheezing or you're fat?
Very nice. I wonder what other lies Office Max fed me that day.
Don't start, old man.
I wonder what other lies you told me at the Bushel Bowl over the past 7 years. As we unloaded soup bowls from the truck, or shelved overstocked punch bowls in the warehouse, or as we side by side scrubbed the toilet bowls in the men's room.
Even though it was oppressively dark out in the swamplands, Wilbert was certain a devilish gleam had just entered the eyes of Calvin Staples. Wilbert wouldn't have imagined such a gleam could exist in a place so devoid of light as this swamp, but it could. Oh, yes, it could. He saw now that a devilish gleam like that could exist anywhere. Dark swamps, deep wells, shallow graves. This made it difficult for him to continue.
I wonder what other lies you told me as you unwrapped your silver wedding bowl on the day you married my daughter.
I don't think I said anything as I unwrapped that silver wedding bowl. Tiffany Ann was talking to that short friend of hers.
Then you must have been telling lies in your head, boy, because you sure ain't good with directions.
Just then, as Wilbert was focused on a pain in his lower back and the devilish gleam in the eyes of his son-in-law, Staples' similarly devilish hand pulled something from the waistband of his pants. It was not attached to his body, but it was indeed devilish.
What the hell? Is this whatever movie it was where that guy draws a gun on the other guy to make him move?
No, this ain't that.
You crazy boy? You drawing a gun on me in the middle of a Wednesday night camping trip? Why, I let you talk me into camping in a swamp on a weeknight I'll never know. You realize I gotta be back at the Bushel Bowl to sign for a shipment of sugar bowls at 1 o'clock? Unless you've been lying to me about what time we'll be back tomorrow.
Well, now, I guess I was lying about that.
Them sugar bowls is hand-blown on the island of Murano.
You ain't gonna be there to sign for them.
No, why in the hell not?
Oh, my God. You mean you ain't figured out that you're gonna be dead by then?
What the?
Office Max did lie that day on the phone.
Directions?
Lied about being Office Max. It was a friend of mine named Stinky. He just told you everything you wanted to hear. And you know why? Because I was hired to pose as a former Office Max employee so I could get the job at the Bushel Bowl. This was to earn your trust so that one day, when the time was right, when you least expected it, I could kill you, Wilbert Crawford.
Hired to kill me? By who?
Do you remember a day 8 years ago when a Jehovah's Witness named Rockford Bludgett knocked on your front door?
No, of course not.
Of course not, because you hid behind the door. He just knocked and knocked, but you didn't answer. You stood there trying not to move until he left, but he witnessed it all that day.
But I didn't move! I stood stiller than the David, I swear to Jehovah!
Still, you may have stood, but you forgot one thing.
What?
You're wheezing.
I'm a sick man!
So is Rodford Blodgett. That's why he hired me to kill you.
Does he wheeze too?
Sick in the head, Wilbert. Now's the time to pay for thy sins against the mighty Jehovah.
Did you hear that?
Just an animal, and not one that can save you.
Staples was wrong. The sound belonged to no animal, but to a spirit. A spirit made restless by those hostile intruders. The spirit took shape right in front of the two dumbfounded men.
I am the spirit of a man who died here. More than 3,000 years ago, when the waters ran clean and the bison mated freely. Violence is not the answer, friends. Benefit from my centuries of wisdom.
Well, if you're so smart, how did you die here 3,000 years ago?
I was cast out into exile. As the eldest in my tribe, I was next to die, and so sent here to the swamplands to wither and expire. I was 33.
Well, tough shit. Eat lead, Christmas past.
Your flying lead balls cannot harm me. I have no body to injure.
Well, darn.
You idiot! I should have known Office Max lied!
It weren't Office Max on the phone, it was Stinky!
I warn you, take heed, my... No one ever takes heed anymore.
The sound of the gunshot rang through the air, the sonic ricochet lingering just past the time Indignation ended on Channel 81. Speaking of ricocheting, the bullet from Staples' gun had done just that. It had flown straight from the barrel of the gun into Wilbert's forehead, blasting a tunnel through his frontal lobe. That's when the bullet met an unexpected obstruction. A military-grade titanium plate, installed decades before by the military as a "we're sorry" part of your head got blown away gift. Neither the bullet nor Staples could have foreseen this obstacle, and so both were equally stunned when the bullet ricocheted off the titanium plate, shot back out of Wilbert's forehead, and flew right between the eyes of the man who'd bought the bullet that very morning. The skull of Staples contained no plates, titanium or otherwise, and so the bullet punched its way out of the back of his head as if that had always been the plan. A lonesome wail rose from the swamplands.
What is it, Malice?
Wait, are you alive? Am I?
No, you are doomed, like I, to roam this swampland as a spirit who shall never know peace.
Screw that! If I'm a ghost, I'm gonna lay down in the woman's locker room at the YMCA.
Fat chance, since you died here, your spirit is doomed to roam this swampland, and this swampland only. There's no escape, I should know, I've been here 3,000 years.
No!
Why didn't I double-check the phone number for Office Max when I hired Staples?
Why can't mankind see that violence will be the end of them all?
Why couldn't I have died and been doomed to haunt a woman's locker room?
No.
That's all for this week's Journey to Busheltown. Back to you, Cliff and Kendall.
And that's sad.
It's, for some reason, that's sad, Cliff.
Kendall, I hope people will hack their lives.
Hack it up. Hack it up. Just like I've been doing the past few minutes.
Hacking.
Sorry, I was hacking.
Hacking.
Cliff, if our listeners want to hack some more,
hack on over
to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, emails to cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, or give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT.
If they've hacked it this far through the show, I know they can do that.
They can do it.
They can do it. Kendall, we are born wet, naked, and hungry. Then things get worse. And that was said by an unknown author. Nobody knows who, but he who said it, or she.
Unknown.
Or possibly they were in the middle of a gender transition when they said it.
Right when they said that.
In that case, I'd like to ask them what they'd like to be called.
Better 3 hours too soon than a minute too late. That was William Shakespeare.
Billy Shakes.
Billy Shakes.
Said it good when he said that. That was what Juliet said right right before Romeo climbed up that thing. Life is what we make it. Always has been. Always will be. And this sounds like I said it, but it was actually Grandma Moses, who practically is me. So
Grandma Moses.
I might as well have said it.
And Cliff, my favorite things in life don't cost any money. It's really clear that the most precious resource we all have, is time. That was Steve Jobs.
Time is on my side. Yes, it is. Oh, listeners, we're glad you took some time to spend some of your time here on Earth with us, Cliff and Kendall, today. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening. We'll see you here next week.
Oh, yes.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Yeah.